or Phoenix BMW Center, or call 888-3114-BMW for full maintenance program details. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
What'd that guy say?
He said,
from computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Well, what about John Portnoy?
Yeah. Well, when we recorded that 4 years ago, we didn't know John Portnoy would be in the studio today.
Yes. The lovely Greg Jarvis. I wish we could see him again. He was so cool.
I'd say hi to him.
Greg, if you're out there, please call us.
Yeah.
Call us
at the special contest line. You know the number.
Contest line.
It's a contest. If you're Greg Jarvis, you win.
Yeah. Jim writes us, I don't know if you've already discussed mail washer, but I've been using it since mid-November after it was recommended by a friend I met on a cruise. That's
Jim, you're like about 10 minutes late. We discussed it right before you tuned in at 1 p.m., as you tell us.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Where were you, Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
What kind of fan are you?
Jim.
We start at noon, Jim. Where are you out having lunch?
I'm like a clown now. I'm crying on the inside.
Come on, Jim.
Speaking of clowns, no, not clowns. Speaking of somebody that needs help, let's talk to
Jay. Send in the clown.
We're here. Let's talk to James with an HP and a problem with, you got your homepage hijacked?
Yes.
I hate when that happens.
Well, I got a question.
Yes, sir?
Is that a virus?
Potentially.
Potentially, okay.
A worm or what they call a Trojan?
Okay.
Like a Trojan horse?
Because I can get... resume my old homepage, but then if I shut off the computer and come back later on,
yes,
something else.
Actually, what the situation really is you have an HP,
yes,
which stands for homepage, which they're built that way, so they all have that problem.
Right. If you believe that, you'll buy this watch. No, you have been infiltrated by, and really, there's two things that have happened here. Most likely, it took advantage of a known vulnerability in Internet Explorer. Is that what you're using, the Microsoft browser?
Mm-hmm.
Who uses Internet Explorer these days?
Really? How often do you go to the Windows Update website to check to see if you've got any security holes?
Never.
Okay.
Never. That's a little less often than you should.
James, there were 20 severe security patches released last year alone.
Okay.
One of those allows people to go in and take over your homepage.
Okay.
The minute you patch that, then they can't. But there's a whole, now that you've been infected or been attacked, there's a whole series of things that you're going to need to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to our computer problems website, I wrote a column on this because it was a big problem. In fact, we've done a whole radio show on homepage hijacking.
We have done that.
So you can look in the archives of the radio show, or you can look in the computer problems database. Just put homepage hijack in the search engine. There are programs you can buy. In fact, one of the ad programs or the adware programs that we recommend is called SpyBot.
And you can buy that one for free.
Yeah, buy it for free.
Called what? SpyBot?
SpyBot. Actually, you can click on the huge yellow data doctors recommended
seal of approval recommended
thing,
software.
Right on, like, just about all of our radio show pages, whatever. And it shows you all of the recommended programs. Most of them are free that we recommend for these various things. One for adware is called SpyBot. One of the options in SpyBot is an option to immunize your system, and it literally will lock down the areas where these rogue malicious people try to take over your machine.
Okay.
They'll actually lock those files down so they can't.
Okay.
So if some new vulnerability is discovered that tries to change it, it's still locking them out.
Okay.
It's cool stuff.
And make sure after you've done that, James,
yes,
make sure that in Internet Explorer, if you click on Tools,
mm-hmm,
and then go down, there's something that says Windows Update.
Yes.
Go there and get download and install all the critical updates, and then go back about once a month or so.
Easily.
And do that on a regular basis. Get yourself in the habit, and you'll help prevent these kinds of problems.
Are you a subscriber to our newsletter?
No, I'm not.
Well, okay, subscribe to our newsletter, then you can be lazy, because then all you have to do is read our newsletter, because we always put the vulnerability alerts in there. So that, like, there's a new patch, we recommend you go and get it, and it'll be a link right to the patch.
Okay.
So that'll help you fight these things in advance.
I got one other question.
Yes, sir.
People come in, they hijack my homepage, they do weird things on my computer.
Yes.
I can't use it for my enjoyment or my business.
Uh-huh.
Can I call the police and say, hey?
Sure. Sure, you can call them and they'll go.
Is it illegal what they're doing? Or?
Well, it's...
Who is doing?
Illegal, immoral, all that. But first of all, who is it that did it? It's going to be very, very difficult. And most likely, they're outside of the U.S. jurisdiction. So you call the Phoenix police, they're going to go, James, we feel bad for you. We feel your pain.
This is a lot easier than calling the police. Windows update.
Yes.
And stay on that. Get good antivirus software and keep it updated. And then just follow some real basic rules and maybe get our newsletter and you'll be in really good shape. You don't even need the cops.
You know, James, those people that like run their shopping carts into your car and ding it and scratch it and then leave.
Call
and
the cops on
the
them
people.
Too.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what's happening here. But you actually can put protective stuff on the outside, like a force field around your car, so that those nicks and things don't attack you anymore. But you gotta listen to what we say every week.
Okay,
it's a requirement.
2 hours a week. That's all we ask.
Okay.
Well, we actually ask a lot more, but you just won't give us anything more than
yeah,
two.
Yeah. If you want us to warn you, then just feel free. It's a free subscription. There's no ads, no spam, no nothing. It's just a way for us. We get so many people asking us the exact same question. That's how we distribute our information. It's just the only way we can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
All right. Good luck, James. Spybots, Start Page Guard. There's a bunch of them out there that'll help with that. But James, because he was not following our suggestions, is about 20 patches behind.
20.
By the way, James, in order to update all of that, you might want to spend the rest of this weekend, because if you don't have a high-speed connection, even if you do, it's going to take quite some time to get your system updated. But we highly recommend you do it.
Highly.
Highly. All right. We
34
got
minutes.
Wow.
Of Computer Corner remaining.
When we come back, we've got Craig with Adele, Dave with a CompaQ, and a Bob with an e-machine, all with questions that I think would be helpful with to all of you out there listening. So, of course, you need to stay tuned.
Of course. And we've got room for your call and your question at 602-277-5827 or at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section and ask away.
Should I upgrade my computer or buy a new, or should I leave my computer on? These are questions that we're going to answer when we come back.
Welcome to Yoga for Better.